You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. Wednesday marks day two of the San Luis Obispo County employee strike. Members of SLOCIA, the county's largest union, didn't go to their jobs Tuesday, affecting social services, clerical positions, and prompting library closures. Instead, many picketed and spoke out at the County Board of Supervisors meeting.
So here's what we're going to do. If we applaud again, I'll take a 20-minute break. Please do not applaud.
That's Supervisor John Pashong quieting the group that had gathered at the County Government Center Tuesday morning. SLOCIA strikers like Carrie Slater are protesting the fiscal year's 0.5% increase offered by the county.
I have a second job because I cannot afford my one job, and not many employees can.
During negotiations, the union asked for a 3% increase, and county administration didn't budge, but offered to provide a 2% raise in July of 2019.
Financially, insurance is up, the housing market is up, everything is up, food is up, gas is up, and our wage is down.
County Administrative Officer Wade Horton met with the strikers on the street. He expressed concern about the rift the impasse over wages and benefits is causing in the county.
I hear them, and I want them to know that they're valued and appreciated, and we have some work to do as a culture of an organization to heal this divide moving forward.
Supervisor Adam Hill echoed Horton's feeling later in the meeting. After the board presented several commendations for long-term retiring employees, Hill spoke directly to the protesters.
I understand and sympathize with the frustrations that you feel, and I look forward to continue to engage with you so that I could make better and more informed decisions for you in the future.
You now own the legacy of the first and only Board of Supervisors to see the County of San Luis Obispo's first ever labor strike. You have united people that would never have met before this week. Of course, we don't have a choice but to depend on you when the next vote for our futures comes before you. I hope you don't let us down.
For hours, dozens of county employees like Kelly Wilson and Ashley Clark addressed the board.
We don't do what we do to get paid the big bucks, because I can assure you we don't get that. But we do what we do because we care about our community. But we should be also be able to be paid fair wages to be able to continue to live in the community that we serve.
County officials say negotiations will likely continue into the new year. SLOCIA workers say they are prepared to strike through Friday. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.